Reb Shimon's name is Shimon. Shimon is a Lashon Shmiya. And the difference between Zoya and Gemara is Yidua, the Gemara says Toshima, and Zoya says Tochazi. So the godless of the Rashbi, that's what the Rashbi was, his darga was the darga that even though he was a bechina of Shmiya, his name was Shimon, Shimon's Beloshin Shmiya, but he was male till his darga of Shmiya was so clear, was Lamamish like the bechina of Chal Ha'om Royim Es HaKoylis. That whatever was Shmiya, the Klal Yisrael could hear. That was the dog of the Rashbi, that they could see the koilas. Koilas is what you usually hear. His name is Shimon. He was in the dog of Chazi. So the more person's dobek to the Pnimiyas HaTorah, the more a person sees everything straight. The more a person sees everything in a matzav, in the dog of Chazi, to Chazi. We're coming soon to a tkuf of Re'iyah. V'nir Eyu Ayin V'ayin V'shub Hashem Tzion. That's the beginning of V'nir Eyu Ayin V'ayin V'shub Hashem Tzion. That darga is what the chassidish the people who are pushing, the people who know Pnimiyas HaTorah is in order, because they're trying to push through to the darga where we'll be able to see everything ayin v'ayin, where all the gashmi is adarabah, the row called basa yachtav, it says the row called basa yachtav, where even with the basa of the flesh of the eye you'll be able to see kipei Hashem diber, and that's only the darga of the mechon for chazim. So the Rashbi was the darga like the Matan Torah. The Rashbi was the darga Matan Torah where Klal Yisrael said Nasa Benishma, Benishma, and yet Chol Ha'omroim Es HaKoyles. That was the madrig of the Rashbi. Even though his inyan was inyan of Shmiya, but he was mal everything to a darga of over here. And that's the darga of Benifinu Eyo Ayin Ba'ayin. You go up to Meron, you feel like. You can see Yiddishkeit. You feel the clarity of Yiddishkeit. There's a clarity of Kilu of Re'iyah. The two greatest days in some of the year is Yom Kippur and Simchas Torah. And on Lag BaOmer, you have Yom Kippur and you have Simchas Torah together. In other words, you have the Din, the Eim of the Din, and you have the Av and the Yer together. And that's the Tachlis HaShleimus. That was the whole Tzad of the Beis HaMikdash. And you go to Meron, it's the only place and the only time of the year where you can have on one day, Hainu Hach, that's the greatest Hisachtus of everything. And the more Pnimiyas HaTorah is, the more it's Mala everything to a Soda Ichud. And Soda Ichud is where you can have the Av and the Yira together at the same place. And the Av and the Yira that you have the Bechina Simchas Torah. You have the Bechina Simchas Torah and Yom Kippur Roshana, the Din and the Ema and the Simcha. And that breaks out, that brings the Moedik of Simcha. It's the only time and the only place in the world and the only time where you have such a thing. A person can be poil, his tefillahs can be niskabel like Yom Kippur, and the simcha that he has can be niskabel like the Indian of Simchas Torah. The Rizal used to go, it was even earlier, but the Rizal was Murdik Mesameach in that Indian. It's a very big yisod in Hisharas HaNefesh as well, that by tzaddikim, the yortzeit is a Yom HaSimcha. It's a big chizuk in the whole inyan of Hisharas HaNefesh, that we mam and bunah shleimah, that every year there's an aliyah and another aliyah and another aliyah and another aliyah. In other words, there's still it's still moving. Even achat b'tirosam, it's still moving. There's still being oyla ma'ala ma'ala. The Darizal saw Reb Shimon ben Yochai. Darizal danced with Reb Shimon ben Yochai, and that's when he was megala. The sefer charedim was a nista, and the sefer charedim was the talmid of Darizal that saw Darizal dancing with somebody. And the Arizal said he was dancing with the Rashbi, and the Sefer Charedim saw that, and that's when his tzidkus was in his gala. Arizal saw, yeah, the Arizal danced with the Rashbi, and not all his Talmidim saw that, and not somebody else dancing with Ari, and the Sefer Charedim saw the Arizal dancing with somebody else, and that somebody else was the Rashbi. Well, the whole inyan of Kedai Reb Shimon Nismach and Hashas Adchak is going dafka on Doiras. That's why you see there's a mamish unbelievable thing in the Doiras Achroinim. That's where the whole door is Hashas Adchak. A person goes there, naturally feels, gets swept into the simcha over there. Is that's called Kedai Reb Shimon Nismach and Hashas Adchak. It can be a person's Hashas Adchak, there can be a massive Hashas Adchak, and there can be a door that's Hashas Adchak. and Dor is very, very much Mishas Adchak. Thursday, I got a call. I'm sure Rebbe sent somebody to me. Somebody's son. He came, whatever. The Rebbe asked to speak to me about my son. He told me some Mishuna Dikim Agayf in American, all over. Kids going off. The Dor is a Moed Dikashas Adchak. The Rashbi is Yecholni Liskas Kol Olam Kulam in Adin. The Rashbi is a Bechinam Kodesh Kedoshim. You sing Ba Yechoy Be Kodesh Hakadoshim. In the Kodesh Hakadoshim, when he took the Kohen Gadol, took the Ketores in, is a fill of the Chelben of the Poish Yisrael had his tikkun. The Rashbi can make a tikkun for every single Eid. That's why you see all the different types of Eden there, Meron. Everybody feels that he has his kashrus. Even people who feel that they're completely Yechas Hashem and Nutuk from Yiddishkeit, when they go to Meron, they feel they've still got a kashrus to Yiddishkeit. It's almost like the dark of the Kodesh Kedoshim. The Kohen Gadol came out of the Kodesh Kedoshim, he felt Meredik with Simcha. The Suda, Pididus, that's coming out after dominating Meron, you come out, because you feel that you're still connected. It's Mechadish to you that you're still connected. He finds a chelik in you that was always connected. And that's one of the inyanim of going with little children. Every Eid has in him the little child Shaboy, the Tmimus, the little child Shaboy that's still in him. Every Eid has that. Every single Eid has that. When you take a little child to Meron, you megala that inyan. When you gala them and you take off the moisture, you take off, that's why you cut his hair, you take off the moisture, what you're left is the Tmimus of a young child. The Rashbi, he was so great, and the Chayra, he was so cut out only for great tzaddikim. When he came out of the Mahar the second time, and he saw those two Yidin with two Hadassim, Keneged Zocher, Keneged Shomer, the Nakuda, the Rashbi said, "Ah, Rabbeinu, look what a wonderful Am Yisrael you have." Is that was the Darga, the Rashbi realized that it wasn't the steer to be the biggest goyin, and to still have the biggest tmimus. So the Rashbi takes care of the Eden from the greatest Eden until the Pasha to Eden. Everything they do is the Rashbi saw grace and zach in everything that they're doing. Every person has to know that he still has the tzad ha youngest. It's called Girsa the youngest. Why does he remember? The Gemara says because this is his Girsa the youngest, so he remembers it, which means that he still. The Torah that he learned when he was young is still with him, which means that he still got the tmimus of a young child with him. And when a person still has the tmimus, when he's ma'or, that tmimus is then whatever he does. That's the Yom Kippur, that's the going into the Kodesh Kedoshim, that's the Kruvim. The Kruvim is Yenuka, and Yenuka is the children. That you go into the Kodesh Kedoshim to be Megali Yagir to the Yankas. Meron is the same letters as Rimoin. Philip Poshi Yisrael Malay Mitzvah Karimoin. So the Rashbi's Megala, even for the dark of Tikkun for Poish Yisrael. The Rashbi himself had a grandson of the Poish Yisrael, Rabbi Lozer Mishim's son, Rabbi Yossi. And they brought him back to Yiddishkeit. So Philip Poish Yisrael, Malay, Mrs. Karima, and that's Meron. Every Eid can feel that he has a Tikkun when he goes there. Mamish like the Kodesh Kadoshim. There wasn't a single Eid left out when the Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh Kadoshim. Who? Sure. The whole Inyan, what's the Inyan of Achdus that we see after Yom Kippur, even before Yom Kippur, the whole Inyan of Achdus, of Ein Yom Kippur Meratze, till everyone's Meratze each other, Dafka every Yom Kippur, and after Yom Kippur you go into Sukkos, which is called Ezrach, Isolation, Sukkos, Ezrach, because the Yom Kippur is Megala, how can you not like a Yid? You see that when you go into the Yid, deep into the Yid, he's exactly the same as you. Going deep into the Yid means going back into the Sheirish of the Yid before he was Chayter. And that darga is a darga that every Yid still has b'shmir. In other words, there's a darga beyond, deeper than all the Torah mitzvahs of a Yid. So you do have the big day kahuna on this week's parasha, they have the shvatim on. The Kohen Gadol went to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he didn't go in with the big day zav. He went in with the pshitas. The godim usually represent Torah mitzvahs. Pshitas means that even beyond the Torah mitzvahs, there's still a gewaltige pshitas.